Citing federal data, environmentalists say Wisconsin's coal-fired power plants average about 12 pounds of sulfur dioxide emissions per megawatt hour of electricity. Plants in downtown Milwaukee, Manitowoc, Alma, Cassville, and Madison exceed the average. Madison Gas and Electric's Blount Street plant has the worst ranking, with its SO2 emission rate more than double the statewide figure, even though it's very close to residential neighborhoods just east of the state capitol building. Sierra Club attorney Bruce Nillis wants the plants to install modern pollution controls.
None of the coal-burning power plants in Madison and many in the state lack any basic pollution controls such as scrubbers. So all we're saying is this technology has been around for over 30 years. We know it protects public health. We know it's cost-effective. It is long overdue for Madison Gas and Electric and other utilities around the state to put on this modern pollution control.
Nillis argues there's a greater risk living next to these plants, as sulfur dioxide emissions may boost the chances of some people developing breathing problems like asthma. He says a new natural gas and steam power plant on Madison's near west side is a good example of a much cleaner facility. But MG&E spokesperson Steve Krause says the Blount Street plant isn't breaking any law and has a few years before federal regulations change.
At this point, there are some new clean air rules that are coming into place in 2009 that address sulfur dioxide and nitrous oxide, NOx. At that point, we'd have to take a look at how we would meet those standards, as other companies would as well.
However, Krause says by the end of the winter, MG&E will announce a comprehensive plan for the Blount Street plant that will address its viability over the next decade. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.